This is CNN Breaking News.
Let's get back to our breaking news this morning. We know that admitted NSA leaker Edward Snowden has left Hong Kong, and reports say he's on his way to Russia right now, but that's not expected to be his final destination. Joining me now on the phone is Glenn Greenwald. He's the journalist who interviewed Snowden and broke the NSA story in the Guardian newspaper. Glenn, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you tweeted earlier the fact that a person flies to City X does not mean that that is their intended ultimate destination. First of all, what do you mean by that?
Well, there seems to be, you know, there's ever since Snowden first emerged as the whistleblower, the U.S. government and the media have been doing what they always do to whistleblowers, which is trying to demonize him. And there are suggestions this morning that he must be defecting to Russia, like they were alleging that he was going to defect to China, or that he's headed to Cuba trying to cast some sort of nefarious mood to what it is that he's doing, which is simply trying to stay out of the grasp of the U.S. government, which punishes whistleblowers very severely. And I was simply issuing a warning to media outlets not to reach conclusions about where it is that he intends to stay based on the cities through which he's flying.
Can you confirm that Snowden is heading to Russia and then possibly on to Cuba?
Well, there seems to be a lot of media reports that have confirmed that he is on a plane from Hong Kong to Moscow. And that there's another ticket that is in his name from Moscow to Havana. But I'm simply saying that that doesn't mean that Cuba is his final destination. There are a lot of places in the world that if you tried to get to from Hong Kong, you would go Moscow and then Havana and then to that other place.
Okay, so can you at least confirm the one stop to Moscow?
I don't know that he's physically on the plane. There are plenty of news reports that have put him on that plane and seem pretty reliable.